Time to recap Rendlesham County Commissioners meeting from yesterday morning, from Monday. County Commissioner Ted Ganz in our studios. How you doing, sir?
Very good, Rich. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Good. You're basketballed out from a weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, we spent all weekend down in Lincoln watching the boys' basketball state tournament. And so, yep, we watched a lot of basketball.
Good for you. Sure. I got to get down there again. Oh, I miss it
it's
terribly.
It's a fun atmosphere, for sure.
It is, certainly. Let's get to the agenda from yesterday morning. We'll start first. Anything citizens' comments?
Nobody was present for citizens' comments. No, sir.
Review accounts payable claims.
Yes, sir. We approved claims in the amount of $314,486.10. Yes, sir.
All right. That's something that's on every agenda.
It is. Yep.
You had a visit from Mike Bowden with NACO on county employment health insurance.
Yeah. Mike came down from Lincoln. He's from the Nebraska Association of County Officials, and they offer health insurance options to the different counties in the state of Nebraska. And so he came in to introduce himself and also to just let us know what he has to offer since we're bidding that and going to open bids on April 10th. He just wanted to kind of know what we were looking for, and he's going to be submitting a bid as well. So
how many others are involved? Do you think we'll be involved in the bidding?
It's hard to say, really. Okay. I know of probably at least three or four.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
All right. So that's coming up here pretty soon, isn't
April 10th, we'll be opening bids for that. And again, we just kind of wanted to look around and see what we had for different options and obviously for quality coverage for our employees, but also cost savings and see where we're at on that.
Also a visit from Brett Warren, 2020 Technologies on IT services for the Law Enforcement Center.
Yeah, Brett stopped in and gave us some numbers on what he could do for the Law Enforcement Center over there. And Kevin Darling, Sheriff Kevin Darling, sat in on the meeting as well, and which was good. That's Kevin's office and his department. So he stopped in, Brett did, and gave us some numbers and what he could offer us, I should say. And we ended up with Kevin's approval going ahead and voting to go with 2020 Technologies over the previous vendor, which at this time it looks like a cost savings of roughly at minimum $12,000 a year going with 2020. So again, it come down to services and also about the cost savings for all the
right.
county.
And Brett does a good job. He's right here in McCook too.
Yeah. Yep. Local guy. Absolutely.
Next up, here's something we've been talking about last couple of weeks. Approved the purchase of a semi from RVA Truck Sales and Delivery.
Yes. We found ourselves a truck. So we found ourselves a truck down in Virginia. It had been a truck that was running down in Florida, and basically a company that owned it, and they ran just warehouse to warehouse, transporting goods. And so super clean, good-looking truck. It's a 2018 Western Star 4700. It's got 364,000 miles on it with about 7,000 hours. And so it meets our needs, what we're looking for the gravel application. And so we did, as a board, voted to purchase the truck. And then also we voted to hire Bennett Truck Services to actually bring the truck back up from Virginia. The cost on the truck was $82,750. And the cost then for Bennett Trucking or truck transport was $3,200 to bring it back up to McCook.
So it's a done deal now.
It's a done deal. We'll scratch that one off the list. Plenty more to come, but yep.
You had a couple of items on your consent agenda as well.
We just approved the minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meetings, and then we did approve those counts payable after reviewing them. And the number that I said earlier, the $314,486.10, that included the purchase of the truck and the transportation as well.
Correspondence, Michael Sides, letter of resignation from the Planning Zoning Board.
Yeah, Mike has been on the Planning and Zoning Board since 1999, and he has chosen to step down. And so with that said, I encourage anybody that's interested in serving on the Planning and Zoning Board to stop up at the clerk's office. I don't know that there's anything super formal about it. Just stop in and throw your name in a hat, and we will have to reappoint somebody to that board. So I encourage anybody that's interested to let us know. Stop up at the clerk's office, call one of the commissioners, let us know that you're interested.
And finally, reports, clerks and sheriff's monthly revenue reports.
Yep, this came in, clerk's office, their revenue report, the portion that goes to the county was $4,120.99. And then the sheriff's monthly report, I don't have a total on that. But again, that's just what they both offices bring in revenue-wise to the county.
It went pretty fast, at least on our part around here.
It did. Yeah. It didn't go bad. It was a pretty good agenda. We got some main things. The truck thing was scratched off the list, so that was good. And yes, sir.
Next meeting coming up again on the 20th. Coming up, you'll have two more meetings for the month of March, won't you?
Yep, that's correct. Yes, sir.
And again, county commissioners meet every Monday morning, 9 o'clock at the courthouse. The public is invited to sit on in if you want.
Come on in. Yep, we have that portion of our meeting for citizens' comments. So stop on in and visit with us and voice any comments, questions, or concerns you have.
Always good to have you stop on by Tuesday mornings. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Rich.